Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Allah, Allah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, we come to you on this program called The Early Echo. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, indeed, through the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the divine blessings of our beloved Nabi, the cause of creation, the prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Yes, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with another opportunity to basically do some good deeds, to repent in His court, to seek forgiveness and to better our lives. So yes, of course, inshallah azza wa jal, today we are going to echo the sayings of the pious predecessors. Of course, we are going to learn from the sunnah and from the teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let us listen to the blessings and virtues of reciting darood and salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that we could quickly inshallah move on into our program for today. And as usual, alhamdulillah, we have amazing ahadith in relation to this, which will of course boost us and give us encouragement and enthusiasm to recite abundant darood and salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So another beautiful hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in regards to increasing darood paak upon him, subhanallah. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that the person who recites 50 darood and salat upon me daily, I will shake hands with him on the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. What a great blessing this is, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. Who would not want to touch the blessed hand of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? This is that blessed hand when it will lift towards the moon and the sky, then the moon would also start moving. Allahu Akbar. Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says about this miracle of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, chand jhuk jata jidar, ungli uthate mahd mein, kya hi chalta tha isharo par khilona noor ka. This is that blessed hand, dear viewers and listeners of the Madani Channel, that if he placed it on the head of a sahabi, that sahabi says, as I became old, that portion of my head did never ever turn grey on which the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had placed his mubarak and blessed hands. Subhanallah. This is that blessed hand of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that the Sahaba ikram mentioned, whosoever touched the blessed hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for days to come, he had the fragrance in his palms, which was passed on via the palms, the blessed hands of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Kya baat hai Madini ki. So on the day of Qiyamah, when everyone will be in a state of anxiety, when everyone will be in a state of parishani and this difficulty, the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will shake the hands of that companion who recites 50 darood upon him daily. This is not difficult at all, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. It is up to us as to how can we make the time to recite darood and salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah, let us make this intention, and of course we can basically do that. It is nothing difficult at all, because this is that thing, subhanallah, which is of course, verily indeed, it is accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends blessings upon the person who recites darood upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His sins are forgiven. His status is elevated manifold, subhanallah. Kya baat hai Madine ki. Kaabe ke badrud duja, tum pe karolo darood. طیبک شمس الدحا تم پہ کروڑو درود. آنکھ عطا کیجئے اس میں زیا دیجئے جلوہ قریب آ گیا تم پہ کروڑو درود. دل کرو ٹھنڈا میرا، وہ کف چاند سا سینے پہ رکھ دو ذرا، تم پہ کروڑوں درود. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Inshallah, azza wa jal, as per routine, we will go to the first segment, which is of course the secrets of earning more rewards. But inshallah, after that, when we complete it, we are going to listen to a kalam. And thereafter that kalam, we are going to basically second segment, which is the revival of sunnah. And thereafter the inspirational quotes of the pious predecessors. Inshallah, azza wa jal, such quotes that will keep you and I, all of us, thinking. And perhaps these quotes are there for us to learn. It is there to motivate us and to make us more intelligent. Subhanallah, they are less in words or in wordings, in alphabets, but their meaning is very, very deep. It is totally deep, subhanallah, and it keeps us thinking. It will make us better Muslims, inshallah, if we only have to follow them and abide by them and remember them time to time, inshallah, because they are easy to remember, but they will, of course, inshallah, azza wa jal, give you some type of guidance in your life. By the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Chale hum pehle segment ki janib ab jaate hain, and that is the secrets of earning more reward. What intentions are we going to be making today, inshallah? This is something which is also very important, because by the given tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He, Allah azza wa jal, has blessed us with this ability and understanding, subhanallah, that we basically go to the masjid. Without His tawfiq, without His will, not even a leaf can shake from its place. So of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with this opportunity that we do go to the masjid, alhamdulillah. And for those who don't, they should basically make tawbah and go to the masjid, spend time in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That tranquility and the happiness and the peace that can be found in the masjid, Allahu Akbar, it is something else, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. So as long as the heart is attracted to the masajid and the heart is always eager to remain there for as long as possible, then this is a good sign. And if a person goes to the masjid and his heart is always itching and it is always miserable to leave the masjid, then this is not a good sign. For we see many people, masjid to jate hai namaz padhne ke liye, lekin hum isi khayal mein rehte hain ki kab namaz khatam ho, main yahan se bhagun. Astaghfirullah. This should not be the case, but rather whenever you go to the masjid, the heart should be attracted and attached to the masjid, inshallah. If you leave the masjid, you must be impatient to go for the next salah to the masjid. You must feel that. And as long as that feeling is in your heart, inshallah, there is immense blessing. So what are the intentions of going to the masjid? The first intention a person can make, I intend to go for salah. I accept the call of salah when the muazzin says, Hayya ala salah. And I will reply the adhan, inshallah. You make this dua that when the muazzin gives out the adhan, you will make this intention that I will give the reply to the adhan. What you're supposed to say after Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, after Ashadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala falah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah. Of course, I'm just saying it quickly, but when the muazzin calls out the adhan, they are immense blessings in giving reply to the adhan. Inshallah, on another day we will cover that aspect. But if you show respect and adab to the adhan, subhanallah, what are the virtues of that? We will mention them later on. But for now, inshallah, this is the intention a person can make. The other intention is that if possible, I will try and encourage at least one Muslim to accompany me to go to the masjid. I will encourage him. And this is Amrun bil Ma'roof wa Nahyun anil Munkar. Allahu Akbar. To basically get people to do good and forbid people from committing evils. So Amrun bil Ma'roof, to command people to do good, is of course the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What difficulty is there that if you are going to the masjid in your office and there are many people in your office who are working with you, your co-workers, your employees, or your colleagues who are at work with you, agar aap unse meethi zaban mein kahein, with a sweet voice, with a sweet tongue, you ask them to please, let's go for salah together. Allahu Akbar. There's nothing there for you to lose, but rather there's sawab for you. Because why? It was through your encouragement, it was through your motivation, a musalli, a person, a brother, a Muslim, had then went to the masjid. If it was not for you perhaps to encourage him, maybe he would have read namaz in his office, and he would have missed out the salah, or he would have missed out the thawab and reward of going to the masjid. So also make this intention daily, that if I can basically encourage another person, another Muslim brother, to accompany me, I will do so. I will visit a masjid obeying the sunnah. I will enter the masjid with my right foot and I will exit the masjid with my left foot. These are some common things that we normally forget. Of course, there are some sunnahs, but right now I'm focusing on the intentions of entering the masjid 5 times a day, 6 times a day. Sometimes we go over and again. Alhamdulillah, it's a good thing to do that. But why should we not follow the teachings of Rasulullah? When you enter the masjid, always enter with your right leg, with your right foot. And when you exit the masjid, with your left foot, inshallah. I will recite the masnoon du'as of entering the masjid. Allahumma aftah li abwaab rahmatik. This dua you can make, inshallah, when you are entering the masjid. I will also make the intention of i'tikaf. I'tikaf does not mean that you have got to be fasting and then like how you do in the month of Ramadan, but rather even for a moment if you enter the masjid, you make intention of i'tikaf by saying, Nawaitu sunnat al-i'tikaf. And when you do this, inshallah, azzawajal, then even by you doing any permissible act in the masjid will of course be permissible for you to do so, like eating and sleeping or taking rest. Of course, the niyyah is very important. So always make these intentions. If you are unable to go to the masjid regularly and now and then you go to the masjid because of distance, then whenever you go, we should remember these intentions we should be making as far as entering the masjid is concerned, as far as the du'as and the intentions of remaining in the masjid are concerned, inshallah. I will also make this intention that if I see any Muslim, I will shake his hand. Allahu Akbar. Main haath bhi milaunga, musafaha bhi karunga, and main salam bhi karunga. So inshallah, try and follow this sunnah and intention as well, inshallah. And trust me, you will see the blessings of this as well. Try and have a smile, try and shake hands. Don't just run out of the masjid, but try and greet Muslim brothers as you exit the masjid. These are some intentions, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, subhanallah. And there are many more other intentions we can make. But inshallah, azza wa jal, what we will do is that slowly but surely, we will go over them, we will revise them. Why should we lose out on the sawab and reward of entering the masjid or the intentions a person can make for going to the masjid? Whereas all you got to do is press the button or try and remember, try and diarize and remember these things here so that you could earn the full reward, maximum reward and sawab of these beautiful acts in Islam. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability and tawfiq to practice upon whatever we have just heard now, mashallah. Let us now, we are going to go to the next part of this program. And of course, we are going to listen to a kalam by our Asif At-Tari, inshallah, a very great Naat Khan. And I'm sure, inshallah, you will be enlightened with this kalam. And this kalam is, Ey Mere Mola, Ya Rabbi Mustafa. Subhanallah, what a beautiful kalam. Please stay tuned to Madani channel. Enjoy this beautiful kalam and then immediately we will be back. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Mawla, 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 Mawla. Ey mere Mawla, 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 Mawla. Ey mere Mawla, Mawla, Mawla. Ey mere Mawla, 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 Mawla. Ey mere Mawla, Mawla, Mawla. Ya Rabbi Mustafa, tu mujhe haj se bula. پہ بولا آنکھیں میں دیکھ لوں آنکھ سے کعبہ تیرا آنکھیں میں دیکھ لوں آنکھ سے کعبہ تیرا اے میرے مولا 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 اے میرے مولا حج کا شرف ہو پھر
عطا یا رب مصطفیٰ حج کا شرف ہو پھر عطا یا رب مصطفیٰ میٹھا مدینہ پھر دکھا میٹھا مدینہ پھر دکھایا رب مصطفیٰ شرف دے دے طواف خانہ کعبہ کا پھر شرف فرمائے پورا مدعا فرمائے پورا مدعا یا رب مصطفیٰ زمزم کا جام ہو رخ سوئے کعبہ ہاتھ میں زمزم کا جام ہو پی کر کروں میں پھر دعا پی کر کروں میں پھر دعا یا رب مصطفیٰ خزرا پے ضیا ایمان پر ہو خاتمہ ایمان پر ہو خاتمہ یا رب مصطفیٰ عطار دار کو تو بے حساب بخش دے عطار دار کو تجھ کو نبی کا واسطہ تجھ کو نبی کا واسطہ یا رب مصطفیٰ
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ اے میرے مولا اے میرے مولا یا رب مصطفیٰ سبحان اللہ what a wonderful kalam to be watching and listening in the early parts of the day it actually boosts the day it revives a person it keeps him active as well as it increases the love in the hearts of a believer سبحان اللہ میں اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی ہمیں بھی نعت خواں بنائے اور اس پر عمل کرنے والا بھی بنائے آئی ایم شیور یو آلسو ناؤ اینڈ دین وین یو آر ڈوئنگ دا ہاؤس ہولڈ شوز اور یو ایٹ یور آفس یو آر آلویز یو نو ریسائٹنگ کلامز اینڈ نعت ان یور ہارٹ ان یور مائنڈ سبحان اللہ اینڈ ڈیئر ویوز آن دا سبحان اللہ چینل دس از سم تھنگ ایلس ریئلی ایون ان دا ٹائم آف دا ہولی رسول صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم دا صحابہ اکرام ہو پریزڈ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ڈائریکٹلی in front of him subhanallah what can be said about Hazrat Sayyidina Hassan bin Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu when he had recited poetry in front of the holy rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam what a great atmosphere and environment that must have been subhanallah so therefore we cause happiness and tranquility to our hearts by praising the beloved messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us move on inshallah and to increase this muhabba and love we have created the segment which is the revival of sunnah. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in today's sunnah, which is regarding walking, because this sunnah is related to our lives. Hum chalte bhi hain, lekin the ethics of walking, the intentions of walking, and the sunnahs of walking are all different. So kya hamara chalna kya sunnat rasool sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke mutabiq hai ki nahi hai? Is our walking in according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So let us first understand this from the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Holy Quran, and do not walk arrogantly on the earth. You can never split the earth, nor be high as the mountains. You can never split the earth, and nor can you ever be high like the mountains. So do not walk arrogantly on the earth. Allahu Akbar. Now, there are different types of walks. There are different types of walking upon this earth. Some people would walk with the buttons open, with chains and jewels around their neck. Some would boast with their chest out and walk. Some would bounce and walk. Allahu Akbar. There are different styles of walking. Bagar, the nirala and the pyara, meetha meetha style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is so attractive. It is so unique and beautiful. Sahaba Ikram mentioned when the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam would walk, he would lower his blessed gaze on the earth. And he would walk with simplicity. Each step he would take is unique. Allahu Akbar. He would lift his legs a bit high than usual. When he sallallahu alayhi wasallam would walk from a distance, it would seem as if he is descending from a height, because he would lean forward and walk. Subhanallah. This is the walk of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that it was not too fast, nor it was too slow. A person should not walk so fast. He should not haste or walk briskly in this way that somebody must think that his brother is rushing and going somewhere. Ya aisa bhi na lage ki koi banda bimar ho, chal nahi pa raha, he cannot walk correctly and properly. But rather, the pace of a person should be at such a speed ki na lage ki zyada tez bhi chal raha hai, aur ye bhi na lage ki ye bahut dheere chal raha hai. This was the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sabse aula wa ala hamara nabi, sabse bala wa ala hamara nabi, apne maula ka pyara hamara nabi, dono alam ka dulha hamara nabi. Dear viewers on this Madani channel, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, at times aap chalte bhi ja rahe hote, aur agar koi sahabi aapke baghal mein ho, if any companion would be there next to him, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would hold the hand of that companion. Allahu Akbar. How fortunate are those sahaba ikram who held the hands of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this manner and would walk. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had done this to show muhabba and love and to show unity. Subhanallah. So it is also a sunnah to do so, of course, with good intentions, not with any bad, evil intention, with the intention of following the sunnah of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These acts are, of course, then permissible. Also, another thing that we should bear in mind, jab hum chal rahe hote, when we are walking, then we should always remember that a person should not look here and there, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never used to look at the right and left all the time, or peep into people's homes. As these days here, when people walk, hame aadat ban gayi, hamari aadat ban chuki hai, we would like to see what is happening in that business, what is happening in that shop, how many customers are standing in that shop. Aur agar dikhta nahi to khade hoke ghor se dekhenge for hours, and for many, we can spend much time standing at one place and, you know, staring at other shops or people. This was never the style of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but rather the uniqueness of this was that everyone's sight will be on the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whilst his blessed sight will be on the ground. Allahu Akbar. And he would walk in this way here. So whenever we walk, try and develop this habit. Even when you drive especially, you got to look around you, of course, for vehicles coming and going. Nobody should, you know, basically crush into you. But it does not mean that a person should, you know, stay into the people's faces and into their business. So this is also contrary to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Furthermore, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, it is mentioned that when a person is walking, try and abstain from basically kicking the packets, the bottles, the stones, or anything that comes by your way. Ye hamari aadat ban chuki hai, and especially you see youngsters and youth, wo jab chal rahe hote, jo bhi samne mein aata hai, usko laate marte ja rahe hai. This is also not the style of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but rather the sunnah is that he would walk in such a way that he would not cause harm to anybody or to himself. And if there's anything on the path which is going to be an obstruction for the coming people behind you, then the good thing to do is to basically you take the initiative, you make the initiative to remove that from the path, so that others could pass correctly without any difficulty. Also for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because your niyyah is that I face this difficulty. Main ye nahi chahta hoon ki koi dusra is musibat se guzre. So with this intention, inshallah, if you do that, you will earn thawab and a reward as well, dear viewers on the Madani channel. Also, by not breaking the laws and rules of the country wherever you are, ye jab banaya gaya hai, there is a pathway or what we call a pavement actually, which has been created only for those people who walk, but yet you would still find people who would be so rude to walk on the roads while there are cars moving at times. Dikh raha hai ki ek raasta bana hua hai chalne ke liye, uske bawajood bhi, despite the fact that there is a pathway or there is a passage or a pavement for a person to walk, yet he would walk on the road and block the vehicles from coming or walk in the middle of the road. So all these are actually arrogance or pride or that feeling of, you know what, there's no one like me. So to basically overcome all of these things here, a person should keep in mind the sunnah of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sunnah is actually the teachings and the actions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, either verbally or either by practically Rasulullah ﷺ had demonstrated and showed the Sahaba and the companions how to do certain things. For example, if there is a special zebra crossing, which we call in South Africa, whereas it's a certain mark for people to use that to cross the road, despite the fact that the government had made that for the people to cross by, uske bawajood bhi hum aise jagahon se cross karte hain raasta jahan se gaadiyan tezi se aa rahi hoti. And if those cars are coming with speed, perhaps cause damage to you. They have people who have landed in hospital as well as people who landed in the graveyard because of crossing the road incorrectly without looking properly. So when I say lower the gaze, it does not mean that even when you're crossing the road too, you've got to lower your gaze. No, of course, yes, you've got to look right, left, right again, and then you cross the road. But if there is a special place made for you to cross the road, then to not oppose the Sharia or the laws of your country is to basically follow those rules and regulations so that you do not cause any harm to your own life and to your own body. This is also the teachings of Islam. Subhanallah. Dear viewers on this Madani channel, so many other Madani pearls about crossing the road, intentions, or the sunnats of walking actually, rather should I say, and the things a person should do whilst walking. So whenever you walk now, inshallah, try firstly not to use any jewels, whether you're walking or whether in your home, to walk with the buttons open, to walk with your satr-e awra exposed, to walk in such a way that people should feel this person has pride in him. Allahu Akbar. To walk in this way that we are looking here and there and minding other people's businesses. Avoid these things because the pious predecessors, the awliya, the salihin, the sahaba, all of them had followed the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And these sunnahs are so unique. They actually attract the eyes of many other people who see you walking in this manner, in this way. So when you go to the masjid, for each step you take, recite salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aap zikr karte jayen, aap darood paak padte jayen inshallah, and see the reward and thawab and see what a change it brings to your life. Not everybody can afford a car. Not everybody uses bicycle or drives a vehicle. There are hundreds and thousands of people who even walk. You know, they use their foot to walk actually to go to work or to go wherever they are going. But only inshallah if we could abide and follow these actions or these sunnahs of Rasulullah sallam, this will take us closer to the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. As Amir Ahle Sunnat Damat Barakatuhul Aliyah had written in his poetry when he says, Teri sunnaton pe chal kar, meri ruh jab nikal kar, teri sunnaton pe chal kar, meri ruh jab nikal kar, chale tum gale lagana, chale tum gale lagana, madani madine wale, madani madine wale. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salamana alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullahi wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya nabiyallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, so come, let's you and I durood e paak padte hain. Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa sallam alayka ya Habiballah. Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah, وَسَلَّمْ عَلَيْكَ يَا حَبِيبَ اللَّهِ سَبْ سَيْ أَوْلَى
ہمارا نبی سب سے بالا اعلی ہمارا نبی سب سے بالا اعلی ہمارا نبی اپنے مولا کا پیارا ہمارا نبی اپنے مولا کا پیارا ہمارا نبی دونوں عالم کا دولا ہمارا نبی سب سے اولا ہمارا نبی سب سے بالا اعلی ہمارا نبی او کیا خبر کتنے تارے کھلے چھپ گئے کیا خبر کتنے تارے کھلے چھپ گئے کتنے تارے کھلے چھپ گئے پر نہ ڈوبا ہمارا نبی سب سے اولا اعلی ہمارا نبی سب سے بالا اعلی ہمارا نبی کون دیتا ہے دینے کو منہ چاہیے کون دیتا ہے دینے کو منہ چاہیے کون دیتا ہے دینے کو منہ چاہیے دینے والا ہے سچا ہمارا نبی سب سے اولا اعلی ہمارا نبی سب سے بالا اعلی ہمارا نبی غمزدوں کو رضا مجتدی جے کہے غمزدوں کو رضا مجتدی جے کہے بے قصو کا سہارا ہمارا نبی سب سے اولا ہمارا نبی سب سے بالا اعلی ہمارا نبی
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. There is something very special about this kalam in this naat, which is recited and rendered worldwide, a world famous kalam, just as the salam Mustafa jaan rehmat pe lakho salam. Ye to mashallah bachche bhi padhte hain, little children, adults, everyone recites this kalam, because this kalam is accepted in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It actually speaks about our aqeedah and our belief regarding the speciality of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, for us to basically become better Muslims, or for us to have a better understanding of the deen, there are some quotes which I want to mention in the last segment, inshallah azza wa jal. So it has been mentioned, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, by a person. Ek martaba ek talib ilm ne apne ustad se pucha. One student, he asked his Ustad, his teacher, that what ta'alluq and what connection did the Sahaba Ikram have with the Holy Quran? Allahu Akbar. Quran-e-Pak ke saath unka ta'alluq kaisa tha Sahaba Ikram ka? So this teacher wanted to basically give this اسٹوڈنٹ اے چوٹ، مطلب چوٹ لگانے کے لیے، چوٹ دینے کے لیے، مطلب سمجھانے کے لیے تاکہ وہ غور و فکر کرے، فور ہم ٹو انڈرسٹینڈ اینڈ پونڈر اینڈ ریفلیکٹ اپون واٹ واز جسٹ سیڈ. سو استاد نے جواب یہ دیا کہ ہاں ٹھیک ہے، دا تعلق آف دا صحابہ اینڈ دا کمپینینز رضوان اللہ تعالی علیہم اجمعین ود دا ہولی قرآن واز اسٹرانگ، دا بانڈ واز سو اسٹرانگ جسٹ ایز اف یو ہیو کنیکشن اینڈ تعلق ود یور سیل فونز. اللہ اکبر. جس طرح آپ کا تعلق موبائل فون کے ساتھ ہے، دیٹ اسٹرانگ نسبت، دیٹ کنیکشن، دیٹ اٹیچمنٹ، کہ ہم اس کے بغیر جی نہیں سکتے ہیں. جتنا ہم نے موبائل کو کھولا ہوا ہے ایک دن کے اندر، پورے سال میں آپ نے اتنے مرتبہ قرآن پاک بھی نہیں پڑھا ہوگا. دس از دا ریالٹی اینڈ دا فیکٹ آف لائف ڈیئر ویوز آن دس مدنی چینل. سو دس از بیسیکلی دا سمری آف واٹ ریئلی اٹریکٹڈ می. میں نے سوچا کہ آپ کے ساتھ میں شیئر کروں، بیکاز ان دس لٹل انسیڈنٹ اور لٹل چوٹ شڈ آئی سے اور کوٹ، there is many many lessons for us besides the Quran pak which we recite in namaz. I want to ask you, in the Holy Quran there are 6666 verses of the Holy Quran. Which verse of the Holy Quran had ever brought tears to your eyes out of the 6666 verses? Quran pak ko humne kitna samjha, kitna padha? This is the question, dear viewers and Dasbandhini channel. We are so glued to our mobile phones that we do not even consider anything of this world or important things of our deen, which is extremely important for us, such as namaz, even in salah, even while sitting with our families on the dining table, or sitting and discussing and talking. You see 3-4 people, they all are busy with the mobiles and no one has any communication with each another. Because why? We had distanced ourselves because we are stuck with googling, and we are stuck with different types of social media. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his mercy upon us, and may we get that ta'alluq and that bond which our pious predecessors have had with the Holy Quran. This was the whole idea. You know, there are so many ayat in the Holy Quran that have been revealed only for Muslims, directly to you. If a person says, well, mujhe to pata hi nahi hai ki kitni ayat aise hain jo mere liye, then the ulama ikram have mentioned that there are over 80 ya ayyuhal ladina amanu which have been revealed in the Holy Quran, which is only for you, meaning جو believers ہیں، جو مسلمان ہیں، جو ایمان والے، ان کے نام سے یہ آیات نازل ہوئی ہیں. So they are revealed for you and I, but are we even concerned as to what our Rabb, our Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to us? No, dear viewers in this Madani channel, we are not concerned. So this, a very beautiful quote that have been mentioned to you right now, mashallah. Another quote is, speak only when your words are more beautiful than silence. Allah Allah. Speak only. Tabhi baat karo. Speak only when your words are more beautiful. Your words are more polite. Your words are more khubsurat. Your sentences are much more better than your silence. Agar kuch achha hai nahi bolne ke liye to hum chup hi rahe. If there's nothing beneficial to speak about, there's nothing good to speak about, then silence is better than that speech. Allah, kya baat hai. These are for us to think. So if we are people that speak excessively and we don't look at the maqam and the time as to kab bolna hai, kya bolna hai, kaise bolna hai, we just speak and those sentences then cause a lot of damage. You know, I don't want to mention this on air, but it is the truth and reality. It is because of this tongue which a lot of damages have happened. I'm not saying this, of course, many other ahadith speaks about the damage that is always caused because of the tongue. And I just received a message yesterday, whereas a person was complaining that he says, I had given my wife over 3 talaq, over a small matter because of anger. It was the zaban which was not in control. Ye zaban and his tongue which was not in control. Ab kya kiya ja sakta hai? What can be given? What can be said? He's saying, without fighting, without swearing, without being arrogant or angry, I was just angry. And I said a mouthful of words, and thereafter I gave my talaq, not 3, but several times. Which of course is counted as 3, because 3 talaq is what a person gives and then he will be out of nikah. The nikah will break, the marriage will break. But he was trying to exaggerate to say how angry he was, and he added talaq many a times. But the point that I'm trying to bring is that you speak only when words are more beautiful than silence. For that person, he should have rather remained silent and had sabr and controlled his anger at that time. It's the anger which made him say that, dear viewers on this Madani channel. Likewise, aise kai mulkon mein is waqt jhagde ho rahe honge, fasad ho raha hoga, ladaiyan, jhagde, problems. What not is happening as I am talking to you right now via Madani channel? But if only we could make amal and bring this into practice, subhanallah, this will be a very big solution for many problems in our lives. Further on, dear viewers and listeners of the Madani channel, another beautiful saying, how foolish is man? He ruins the present whilst worrying about the future, but he weeps in the future by recalling his past. Allahu Akbar. Kya baat hai. How foolish is man? He ruins his present whilst worrying about the future, because we actually, you know, there are so many meanings to this. If you take the dunyawi meaning, you know, to make a better life 10 years from now, 20 years from now, hum kya se kya nahi karte hain family ke liye, Allahu Akbar. From morning to evening, we are chasing this world to earn a livelihood. And if we even have enough that we can survive for a couple months to come, but that's not enough. We want to keep that reputation, or we want to grow bigger in business. We violate so many rules and regulations. We actually bugger our present. We damage our present relationship with our parents, relationship with your wife and children, relationship with your asatiza, relationship with your salah, relationship with your Quran Pak, relationship with your sunnah, relationship with education, relationship as being a Muslim with your neighbors, with your relatives, with your family members. Why? Because you want to make your future better. Yes, it is the truth. And then when we reach that height, then we regret and we recall the issues and problems that we face in our past. How foolish is man? Allahu Akbar. Another saying, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, another wonderful quote is that the price of dishonesty is self-destruction. Allahu Akbar. What is the price of dishonesty? Uski keemat kya hai? The keemat of dishonesty is self-destruction. A person will only destroy himself, and he will plunge himself into much more problems in his life by being dishonest. Honesty is the best policy, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability and tawfiq to actually practice upon whatever we have just learned now, mashallah. And likewise, there are so many other more quotes that have been mentioned. Another powered picture, or I would say a powered quote, is this, that it is less of a problem to be poor than to be dishonest. Allahu Akbar. It is less of a problem to be poor. Ghurbat mein koi masala nahi hai. Ghurbat mein zyada koi takleef nahi hai. You rather be poor. You rather be a faqir, a ghareeb person. It is less of a problem. Yet it could be difficult, but it is a lesser problem than to be dishonest. Because dishonesty, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, is a very big problem in our society. Allahu Akbar. We all are cheating one another. We all are basically, you know, robbing one another. Businessmen would rob you with a smile on their face as if they had done you the best favor ever. You never receive such a big bargain in your life. It's happening. It's all happening there because of being dishonest. Dishonest to our own selves. Yes, we even lie to ourselves to keep the heart happy. We lie to ourselves as well. So let's keep this quote in mind as well, inshallah, that it is less of a problem to be poor. You rather remain poor than to be dishonest. Hum jo bhi karenge, sarkar ke bataye hue raaste par amal karenge, inshallah. This is the intention, this is the motivation, and this is the way moving forward, inshallah, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's prepare for that dunya and for that world where there is no ending, and for this dunya where everything will come to an end. Let our preps not be for this world, but rather for the hereafter, inshallah. I want to leave you with these inspirational quotes, with these motivational quotes and sayings of the pious predecessors. At the end, inshallah, as a motivation, I would like to request my dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel who have watched this program for today. I am honestly glad and happy, and I appreciate your time that you had given for watching this program. And I also would like to extend this da'wah to you, that inshallah, Zawajal, if possible, you could give your donations to Da'wat-e-Islami, inshallah. There are so many departments in Da'wat-e-Islami that is doing phenomenal work, and I cannot go through them in the next 30 seconds or 1 minute due to the time, because time is always of the essence, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. However, I leave you with this, that Do give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will see the barakah and blessings of that, inshallah. Donate to Madani channel, donate to all the various departments of Da'awat Islami. And if possible, inshallah, you can give your moral support even by enrolling your child or yourself into a Madrasatul Madina Balighan, adult classes, or for the children, make your son a alim, hafiz of the Holy Quran, inshallah. And of course, you will be adorned with a crown on the day of Qiyamah, inshallah. Your child will be a sadqa-i jariya for you. Our Darul Ulooms, our Jami'at in South Africa are waiting for your children. So send your awlad, send your children, your offspring, your grandchildren, and make them strong ulama and hufaz. And you will basically reap the benefits of it in this world as well as the hereafter. And now, since we have come to the ending part of this program, and now we leave you with the missionary statement of Da'awat Islami as we do every single day. And that is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the whole world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance.